Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique. Hey everyone, I am so excited to have my special guest here, Armani Durden. And, you know, because I already said your name, you don't got to say that. But, Armani, where are you from?
I'm from Toledo, Ohio.
Born and raised?
Born and raised, West Side.
Okay. So, where did you grow up on the West Side?
I grew up around the Bonaventure area, Whitmer area. That area is really home to me. You know, it's a lot, it's very family oriented. And you get a little bit of the city life, but you also get a little bit of nature as well, you know. And you got a, you know, a lot of events and stuff like that.
Okay. So, being that was your stomping grounds, what schools did you go to from kindergarten to high school?
Great question. For middle school, growing up, for elementary, I went to Bonaventure over there on Alexis Road. And then from there, I graduated to Whitmer High School. And then from there, that was it.
That was it?
Yeah.
How was Bonaventure growing up? Like, you know, tell us what that was like.
Bonaventure, man, it was wild, you know. You kind of got a mix of kids from the West Side, and you got kids that are coming from the inner city. So it's kind of the first time, if you never really grew up in the inner city, you kind of just, that all hit you at one time, you know? So
that must have been fun.
Yeah.
And then from leaving that to going to Whitmer, which I know my daughter went to Whitmer. So tell us how wonderful or interesting Whitmer was for you.
Again, if you haven't experienced Sylvania, people, you're from the West Side, you're getting hit with that the first time too. So it was just like, it was really like, just an entire experience of just learning new people and learning how to talk to different people and learning how to interact with all different types of people. Because, you know, that's just a part of life, is being able to have different type of conversations, you know, with high level people, with different types of teachers from all walks and backgrounds and stuff like that. So it's just interesting to,
and
you know,
how
be able
did
to pick
that,
up that skill.
How did that help you in your next journey, which was as soon as you graduated high school, you joined the U.S. Navy?
Oh, it helped a lot. It helped a lot. It gave me the opportunity to really connect with people, and especially in the military, in a field where it's all about connecting, you know?
Yeah.
And it's all about creating that relationship and creating that bond. So it definitely helped me.
Tell them how old you are.
21.
Okay. So you graduated at 18, went straight to boot camp. And how was that, like, different, like all that discipline, and where did they send you, like, after you were done with boot camp?
So I started boot camp. They sent me to Chicago, North Illinois. I was there for about 2 months, 8 weeks in total. It was hard. It was snowy. It was the middle of winter. It was like in that January, February time. So it was, you know, Wind City. You know what I mean? It gets its name for a reason. So I had to do that. Discipline was hard. You know, it's a different thing when you go from, you know, your parents loving on you, giving you breakfast in the morning, to people yelling at you and telling you how terrible you are as soon as you wake up. So, you know, it's a different experience.
How did you get through that?
Man, you know, I got to pray in the morning and make sure I kept God in my life.
And then, like, they put you on a ship, right? And what countries did you go to? Because you told me, like, you know, you went to a lot of countries. So can you tell us about some of the countries you went to?
Oh, yeah, of course. We went around the Europe range. So we seen France. I seen Italy. We also went in the Middle East. So I seen, like, Bahrain and Dubai and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I went during COVID, so I didn't get to get off the ship, which is what you usually get to do.
How long were you on the ship?
For about 3 months. With no ports.
Wow.
Yeah, just on the boat, floating, you know. The boat got 5,000 people, so you really got to, again, going back to Whitmer, you got to really be able to connect and create that relationship, you know, because you're going to get bored and lonely, and a lot of people want to jump off that ship.
So, oh, my goodness. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys didn't jump off the ship. So where did you live after you came back to the States? Where did you live?
I was in Virginia Beach, Virginia.
Okay, and how long did you stay there?
I stayed there for about 6 months.
Okay.
6 months, yeah.
And what brought you back to our good old Glass City? What brought you back?
Really the people. The thing about Toledo is that people don't know is that, you know, regardless of how it looks and, you know, how it feels and stuff like that, it's very family oriented. You know, it's a lot of people that really do care and really do care about the community and do care about just, you know, building everything up around the Toledo area, you know, and it's just a good place for that. You know what I'm saying? It's got nature. It's just home for me, honestly.
Yeah, that is what a lot of my guests have said, and you are like reaffirming that with all your adventures and just feeling like you wanted to come back home.
Yeah.
So like when you left, how long were you gone before you came back? Like how long were you gone, like overall?
2 years. Okay. 2.5. Actually.
So when you come back, did Toledo look different to you when you came back?
Absolutely. Y'all been doing nothing but construction here. It's crazy.
So tell me what was different. Like what did you see that was built that wasn't here that you were like, oh my God, what is this?
First off, the traffic is crazy now. I feel like I'm in Detroit.
Okay.
First off.
Okay.
Just the downtown. If you just take a walk downtown and see that strip, it looks completely different to me.
Yeah.
You know, they building stuff every day, every weekend. So they're trying to really like put it up and make it, I'm honestly close to Detroit. I think in a few years,
you don't know we're getting a Glass
Toledo
City.
Toledo and Detroit.
You know we're doing a Glass City Riverwalk, like how the,
oh, yeah?
Yeah, so like how they have a Riverwalk in Detroit, we're doing the same thing, and it's probably going to be even cooler because
that's
we got
go crazy.
I know. So you are absolutely right in your observations coming back home. So what are you doing now, Armani?
Right now, I'm doing underwriting for insurance.
Insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. And what, like, that's like a total shift. Do you know what you wanted to do when you were younger and, like, compared to what you were doing younger and what you want to do now or what you're doing now?
Was this on the list?
No.
Absolutely not. You know, they tell you, you know, have big dreams. You know, you want to go to the league. And I was playing football and doing stuff like that. But, man, nah, I would have never thought the cards would unfold like this. Not at all.
Are you happy how the cards unfolded?
Absolutely. But I know it's always more, you know. That's why.
Yeah, you're only 21.
Exactly. I know it's more, man. I know you gotta keep grinding, keep putting in that work in every day, regardless, you know, if your situation, where you at, you know. I just encourage people to keep grinding, you know.
Yeah, and you feel like marathon. Toledo, you feel like Toledo has gave you that foundation to be great, you know, as a young man in the world. You feel like you have. Do you feel like you've built a good, you know, strong basis for your life here?
Toledo people have really tough skin, you know, because what they got to endure and what's going on. So I think just through my journey through life and just seeing what I've seen and stuff like that, I think Toledo has definitely reinforced that, having that tough skin throughout the marathon, you know, because it's really a marathon. It's not a race.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you just got to keep pushing.
So tell me, what is the things that you love most about Toledo, like from your childhood to now, things that you're enjoying when you're off and you have free time? What is some of the great things and places you love here that, you know, make you feel at home?
First, I love the parks. The parks are amazing. On the west side, you have Overland Park. It's another one. The Manor, stuff like that. So if you're a nature person, there's a lot of walks. There's a lot of valleys. There's a lot of hills and stuff like that. If you like to work out, you can also run a lot of trails, like Oak Park.
Oh, I was gonna say, you don't gotta name the trails if you can't remember.
Yeah.
But
it's a lot. Like if you just go around, you'll just run into them, type of thing. So that's what the best thing about Toledo for me is, that it's got a mix of both. It's a little bit of everything, so it kind of creates a niche community in every little avenue and stuff like that. It gives you nature. You can work out. You can go downtown. It's food. There's food trucks. You can go in a neighborhood, meet people. You know, it's just really like down to earth type of people, you know. They're not trying to impress. Mm-hmm. You know, they just want to see the best in everybody.
So you're not going to leave us again anytime soon, huh?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you joining us today. And I just want to let you know, we appreciate you in Toledo. If you had to encourage some youth to give them some advice of why they should stay, what would be your main reason?
Just for the youth, man, if you're listening, man, don't give up. You know, a lot of people, especially here, you know, they haven't been blessed with certain opportunities. So if you got something and you feel like you got it, just grind with it. You know, people are not going to understand what you're doing, you know, and why you're doing it. But just do it, man. You know, it's a lot of new ways to make money now, you know, content, podcasting, like we on right now. So if you feel like you got something, Just do it, regardless of what people say. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And I appreciate you, and we love you here. So please stay and just keep giving yourself to your 100% city.
100%. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Pfeiffer. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds, allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners, and administered by the Arts Commission.